he's right here, so. Oh, he topped it. He cold topped it.
Okay. Ready to go. Yeah.
Gate iron.
Oh, shanked it. Oh, look at that line, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy, is he out of sync.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bogey Boys podcast.
You're joined here by your hosts, Kevin and Mark. This is season 3, episode 16. There's only one name for this, Michael Block.
Michael Block, though.
Stole the show.
Koepka must be absolutely fuming, mustn't he?
Yeah.
The one week where Brooks Koepka does it for himself, does it for Liv, and then Michael Block just steals the show.
It's like he was a plant.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I know.
PGA must be loving him.
Oh, because without him, it's the Koepka show, isn't it?
I went on the PGA Tour's website before, and it's just all Michael Block.
I know. It's headlines. Like Koepka didn't even win. It's bad, isn't it?
It's just the way of the world at the moment, isn't it? But yeah, it is bad. Was a great performance by Brooks, though, wasn't it?
Oh, mate.
Obviously,
class.
Considering how he got on first round and how difficult that course is to shoot them rounds Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. To hold it all together after what happened in the Masters.
I know.
Unbelievable. We'll come on to that later. First, as usual, how's the golf going? You play Formby?
I played Formby.
Just before the Formby here as well.
Day before. Looking, oh, my God.
Looking well.
Like, I don't think one, the ball didn't leave the putting green. Like, it didn't get airborne once. As soon as you hit it, it was just glued to the floor. Like, you knew
pure
it was.
Roll.
Oh, mate, I've never seen a truer roll in my life. I spoke to Mark Duncalf, you know, at your place.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I've seen them better than that. Like, and I was like, yeah. I was like, that is a joke there.
Yeah, Formby has had some big tournaments in the past, like, hasn't
it? Mm-hmm. But I remember playing it before they had the seniors, and it wasn't, I don't think it was good as that.
Yeah.
And I've played it a few times.
There's nothing better, though, isn't there, on them links, in where we've got the links there, when you've got them greens, perfect.
But do you know what? It rained in the morning as well.
And they were still fast.
Yeah, but it wasn't the fast, it wasn't the speed of them.
No,
so it was actually they were a touch on the slower side, like than what you'd expect. Like,
probably have a cut in the
it
morning.
Was just the roll. It's just how pure it rolled. I couldn't get over it.
Yeah,
but we started on the first, obviously. Wow,
mad one.
Yeah, we started on the first as you do, okay. And we were in hoodies, waterproofs, like hood up, rain bad.
Yeah,
chatting brollies. By the third, in shorts and t-shirt. The weather just switched.
And we haven't had a cloud in the sky since, have we? It's been unbelievable for golf. How did you play anyway?
Played all right. I'm trying to get in with David this week at the Apeiron Academy after it or before it. And I keep fat. No, is it never a few fats at Lancaster?
Yeah.
There a few of them come in.
Did they?
But off the tee it was Joe Fraser, smoking Joe Fraser.
Yeah.
Like it was unbelievable. But I just wanted to talk mainly about playing your own game.
Go on, reiterate the point.
Well, I was standing up on every tee and I was looking what Paul had. And then I was hitting it. And four times I drove into a bunker.
What do you mean? If he hit driver, you would drive
it? Yeah, he hit 3 wood on the second. I hit 3 wood about. And then because I've been in the gym and all that and I'm stronger.
Oh, God.
My speed's up and it's going that little bit further, coming off the club a bit hotter. So I drove it into a bunker. And then I was thinking, it's iron eight. Then I drove it into a bunker again. Then you're on the seventh.
Well, are you hitting it further than you normally do? Because you know you are, just don't you?
Well, I'm the same as him. Yeah,
so you haven't looked at what's what, right? So then,
and I haven't adjusted
so
on
your
course.
Yardages have changed, have they?
Off the tee, I'd say, yeah, a little bit longer.
Yeah, okay.
So I've hit 3 wood. Well, maybe Paul just wasn't hitting it that well, but he was. I think he was like.
He's playing well, isn't he?
Yeah, and then so he's at 3 wood down the seventh. To the bottom of the hill. I've hit 3 wood, same line, and it's ran straight up the hill and over into the shite. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then it happened on the 11th, or the 12th, sorry, drove straight into a bunker. On 18, drove straight into a bunker.
So and that was the problem, just off the tee, out of position?
Yeah, and then just not getting up and down, as usual, qualms that. But it's, the chips were just going a bit too far.
Was it?
And yeah, it wasn't a good performance. I think I shot 82 or something.
Talking about short game, I was really impressed at Oak Hills around the greens, what they done. Did you see what they done?
Yeah.
They put them elevations, but they left the grass on the fringe just that 2 just a bit too long for you to put up the fringes.
And it made it look, I think it made it look ugly though from like down the line, did you?
Because of the different shades. Yeah,
and it was all the studio, and then like it's a bit hidden and all that. Like, yeah. I don't know. Obviously, this is me quite with SNA, isn't it? Like, I don't like blind golf, me.
Yeah.
I like being able to see what's going on, the ball landing, like get a nice shape of the hole. And like, obviously, you can see it like from the tees and stuff, but like going into a few of them greens where it was a bit elevated or it was a bit guarded, obviously, it makes it a tougher test, doesn't it? But
yeah,
I don't know.
See, I'm different. If I don't have to think about where it's going, I sense it's a good shot.
Yeah. You like blind holes and non-shot holes, don't you? As soon as you get a shot or you know what you're doing, it's game over, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Overthink. I haven't played any. I'm still not playing properly until I lose a bit more weight. Yeah. I've been in the gym though.
That's good.
Yeah.
It was good going down to the bowl. We didn't attend the hair, but we went down to the SNA bowl, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We couldn't get to the hair, but yeah, the SNA bowl course looking in phenomenal condition.
Pure as you like, didn't
they? Yeah. The playing conditions were perfect. Not a breath of wind. Obviously, very low score. Jamie Van Wyk shot 5 under. Round one was leading. 2 over second round. And Andrew Haswell, who was level par going into the final round, shot 3 under. Won on a card playoff.
Class.
Yeah, so he not only won the SNA Bowl, but he won the Lancashire Links as well, which is the accumulation over the Formby Hare and the
Bowl.
And the SNA Bowl, yeah, he shot 72, 72, 72, 69 for a total 3 under.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure as well, fact check this, but I'm pretty sure that they're world ranking.
Oh, they are, yeah.
Events, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. The ones that have got the double events, they're all world ranking events then.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah so... The appeal on Northern Order of Merit is going strong. We've got Jack McPhail leading, Andrew second. Is that right? Or the other way
around? Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Jack's leading the Order
and of Merit. And then Parky, your mate?
Yeah.
Who's in Portugal?
Yeah. Went to college with Chris, yeah, at my school.
So it's good, but like Andrew's obviously agreed to wear a peer on. So we've got like a peer on first and second coming in the league. It's great, isn't it?
We have, yeah.
We've got it out there on the PJ North as well, Dan Croft.
Well, just before that, Jack McPhail, Ellis Willett, and Jack Brooks are all playing the Brabazon this week as well.
Yeah, big.
So there's more representation at the Brabazon this week. So
just getting it about, aren't we?
That's it, yeah. But PJ North, you're right, at the
Seton Crew.
Seton Crew.
Not
yeah.
on where that is, are you?
It's.
Don't say Seton.
No, it's Hartlepool, I think. Yeah. Again, fact check that, but I think it's Hartlepool away, yeah.
Yeah, sick.
But yeah, Dan Croft's shot 4 under Boss. Today, leading it to 2-day event. Paul's 1 under and Tim Ford shot 1 over.
Right.
Tim was 1 under with about 6 to play and had a couple of bogeys coming in. But
I seen Dan got it to 5, didn't he, through 10 and then had a 1 bogey coming in.
Yeah.
So the boy can play. Kinnear had one of his usual roller coasters. I think 4 birdies or 5 birdies, 4 bogeys.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, that's obviously the scoring's out there, so it'll be interesting to see.
That looked pure as well, didn't it? All the courses are just starting to get right into that nice spring weather, aren't they?
Looks really good, yeah. We've got, obviously, the Tartan Tours back as well. It's at Fairmont on the Torrance course. Chappie shot 2 under today, round one.
Nice.
To 3 rounds of this one. I think 5 unders leading. So, and then, obviously, Clutch later this week. Hayden, Joe and Max are all going to be competing out there in the appear on gear. So,
Belter.
Yeah, it's being represented well. The new polo has been received well as well, hasn't it? We've got
mate, everyone's loving it.
Another 5 polos coming at the end of this month. Yeah. So
get the spring, summer, then we can get to work on the winter range then, can't we?
Onwards and
upwards. Active children, aren't we?
What?
Active cats, aren't we?
We are.
So that's it. Any other golf?
I haven't played. No, obviously just went up to SNA and obviously watched a bit of the bowl. But other than that, mate, no, I haven't played at all. I had a tea time there, but just had too much going on. Obviously, we're fully stocked at Widnes Golf Club now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we went down with the point of sale and the new tops, didn't we? Got a bit of drone footage, so that video will be out shortly.
Yeah, big thanks to Steve for sorting that and obviously believing in the brand as well. So, yeah, just too much going on, really, business-wise, to be swinging the golf club. But I will get back into it. I just...
You've got to play SNA soon because it's unreal.
I know. We've got the app coming up as well.
Actually,
I'm coming up.
Can we play, please?
Too many blind holes for you. Like,
I know,
coming.
Yeah.
You're not coming again. Golf news then, what have we got?
Did you see Mickelson's comments?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What do you think of them, like?
Which ones?
Where he's saying, like, I guess it's because I know some things other people don't. I want to make sure everyone's held accountable. And I know a lot of stuff that will come out later.
You know what? Phil's been around from the 90s, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Phil will have seen it all, knows it all. Whether he should be airing the laundry in public, I don't know. It just depends because it's getting a bit...
But it's like
getting a bit nasty now, isn't it?
He said all them comments, didn't he? The Saudis and all the stuff that he said.
Yeah.
Went missing.
Yeah.
Missed the defending champion of his PGA and he's come back to the PGA and now he's going Ronnie again. It's like, you might as well have not went into hiding.
Yeah.
And
like
just
he's got
to
his,
you go,
like he's got his mojo,
his swagger back. Yeah.
Do you know what? Each to their own, because, you know, the PGA Tour have obviously done what they've done to live, ban them from playing, and we've spoke about that plenty and the reasons behind it. So, you know, they're not getting world ranking points. A live player's just won a PGA championship. It shows that they can compete. You know, Bryson DeChambeau had a good turnout at the last tournament. The top three was live players. So,
well, there was two live in the top five, and then there was 11 made cuts and 10 in the, or five in the top 20.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's,
but you don't just become a crap golfer because you're playing 54 holes, you know. It's,
well, yeah, I was going to actually talk about that. Greg Norman come out saying that he's, the way they've scheduled it, they wanted a couple of more, you know, they had like back-to-back weeks and all that.
Yeah.
Like round the majors to like help them prepare for it.
Yeah, get a few more tournaments before.
Like them comments, that, like, I was looking at the live schedule and like it doesn't happen for the next one. I was a bit like, what?
Well, the thing is, the live schedule runs till November, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tour Championships in November. The majors finish in July. So, you know, you've got 3 months.
But I think he's talking about like having two tournaments or three tournaments in quick succession.
The problem he's got with that, though, is then it's, you're not having as many tournaments then, unless he fills more tournaments in the schedule. If you've only got a 14 event schedule and you're starting in February, running it right to November, it's nearly a full calendar year.
Yeah.
You know, if you're starting to...
If you'd have two a month.
If you'd have too many tournaments before the majors, then when it gets towards the end, you're having one a month for 3 months and there's no momentum there.
No.
And that's probably at the time where Liv will get the most momentum. PGA Tour season's going to finish in August after the Tour Champs. And then you're going to be... You've got Liv then, the Tour Champs for them.
It's good that Zach Johnson's come out as well saying like they can be selected.
Yeah, he has, yeah. He has also said that he won't be going to watch them. He's not going to watch any live events. So basically saying if they qualify, they can play, but he won't be picking them. He's not physically said that, but he's not going to be watching any live events to
see. If Koepka comes, wins the British Open and the US Open, or wins one of them, he's got to be selected.
Remember Koepka, if Koepka wins another major, he's in off. He'll be automatically in, won't he?
Will he?
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Two majors and a runner-up in one season.
Where does that get him in the rankings, though?
He'll be guaranteed in the points, yeah. Definitely.
I know the European selection does DP standings and then if
and
you're,
world
and the world, if you're not in both, if you're in both, do you know what I mean? Sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think he needs to go and win this week, again, back-to-back, and then he's cemented it then and do well in one of the Opens.
Yeah.
Or if he does well at, like, I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? He's got to get... It's an awkward one.
Yeah.
Because why is he even saying it if he's not going to pick them?
Yeah. Do you know, it's the PGA of America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who do the Ryder Cup, not the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
But the difference is it's the DP World Tour who does that, decide the European one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's just the captain, isn't it? Doesn't the captain just pick it? He can do what he wants, can't he?
Suppose, yeah. He's got the autonomy. I need to pick it, but he's not going to. Is he going to pick a live player?
That's what I'm saying. It's like you've got to make yourself un-not pickable.
Un-not pickable, though?
Un-not pickable. That's one word,
though. Un-not pickable.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like bounce back ability, wasn't it?
Un-not pickable, yeah. And then. You've got to do enough, haven't you? If Koepka wins, he won that. He's come second. He wins. He's won a live, hasn't he, this year?
Yeah.
Or two. Or one.
He's won one live.
One live.
Two overall.
Wins another live. Does well again. Why would you not want him on your team? You know what I mean?
I can only think of politics as the reason as to why he wouldn't get picked and not ability. Because who does he leave out? Because we had that last time, you know, Billy Horschel got left out in those arguments that he shouldn't have. There'll always be players who are playing on the PGA Tour who are going to be in and around, like, who make the tour championship, because the PGA Tour is just flooded with American talent, isn't it, when you think about it?
So you say, just like, leave out someone who's not done as well as him?
But that's, I don't think they will, that's what I'm saying. Mm. I think they'll pick the other player and say it was a toss-up between them both. He could have picked them, but I'm going for him. I don't think they'll select any live players, mate. The only way you're getting in is if you... is if you qualify in the
first. See, I think he, I think he wouldn't. I don't see there's any reason for him to even mention picking them if he wasn't going to do it. He's like, he's opening the door now to get the reception to be like,
see the feeling.
I might pick a live player. It's not banned, and then see what the people are saying. And if people are like sweet with it, then he's going to do it.
Yeah, maybe
that's my theory.
But on Phil's comments, to going back to the original question, what do I think of them? I think he's putting that out there as like a don't test me.
Mm. I see.
Because I don't know what he's referring to when he's saying when it all comes out. Like, is the news about to break or something? I don't know.
I think it's just to do with the money and where it's what they've been doing with it. Like, where they've just whipped this 20 million every 5 minutes out from.
Yeah.
So where's that been going for the last 20 years? I don't know. Who knows? All will be revealed.
It will.
Time will tell.
It will.
And then you've got Scheffler back up on top of the pile.
He is, yeah.
With his runner-up.
Yeah. Which is fair enough, isn't it? Second in a major. It obviously holds big points, and he only lost it because Ram won the Masters, didn't he? So he was going to get it back eventually, wasn't he? I suppose the way he's playing.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep changing hands. That only if Rory finds a bit of form, a couple of wins or something like that, and then...
yeah.
Get them three, or just keep... there's three well number ones in my eyes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you want to get back into that time again?
Well, just before we do, I just wanted to speak about one bit of golf news. It's special temporary membership on the PGA Tour.
Mm.
So a couple of weeks ago, Nicolai Højgaard got special membership, didn't he?
Yeah.
So now he plays on the PGA Tour as and when he's allowed to. So this week, for finishing 18th, Minwoo Lee also got special temporary membership, and for finishing 23rd, Ryan Fox also earned special temporary membership. Victor Perez, if he would have finished tied fourth, would have also got special temporary membership. So I had a little look at the world.
What do you reckon Perez would have done there? Do you reckon he would have defended as champion, or do you reckon he would have played Charles Schwab?
I think he'd have played Charles Schwab.
You know, if you're already over there, aren't you?
I'd say so, yeah. I look at the world rankings. Minwoo Lee 61st in the world. Ryan Fox 41st in the world. And Victor Perez 59th in the world. So I know Victor Perez didn't finish top four and didn't get it, but the other two did. Nicolai Højgaard is obviously a talent for the future.
And how did he give it?
Well, I didn't look. I couldn't find anything on how they actually...
It's like, not like Højgaard's done anything good this season, is it?
No. No, yeah. He finished runner-up in one of the PGA Tour events that you got an invite to.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Was like it the Bermuda or something?
Crabhead, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. One of the bigger events were on. Yeah. So, you know, taking these players away from the DP World Tour, when you consider the world rank, and I know Minwoo Lee doesn't play every week, but Ryan Fox and Victor Perez do play.
Yeah. Ryan Fox is like the tour. He's the poster boy, wasn't he, last year?
Exactly.
How good his form was.
So obviously he's... both of them, Minwoo Lee and Ryan Fox, are both in the field this week for the Charles Schwab. So it just shows you, like, obviously that opportunity for them is perfect. The money, the world ranking points. So they're not going to...
Well, they're going to try and get into the bigger events, aren't they?
Exactly. So, you know, we spoke about the 10 players from the DP World Tour going over, but there's also... I just wanted to mention this because this has sort of cropped up recently about these special temporary membership on the PGA Tour, and majority of them seem to be going to the top-ranked players in the DP World Tour. So these will go over anyway, and these won't be counted towards the top 10. So that you're potentially looking to lose 15, like 15.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
15,
yeah.
16, yeah.
So they've got the temporary membership, then they can get the full membership, then we lose 10 anyway. And if they're not in the 10, they'll be, that's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you're slowly picking them apart, isn't it?
Yeah,
picking the tour apart.
Yeah. And, you know, you look back at like the DP World Tour back in the day, and obviously you had all the big names, Faldo, the Sevies and all that. And I was thinking about this, like, why has the DP World Tour got to the situation it's got to now? And it's got to be the Tiger effect, hasn't it? Because if you think before Tiger, financially, what was it better to do, play European Tour or play PGA Tour? It was probably pretty even, wasn't the PGA Tour maybe just being a bit having a bit more money. But then you've got to consider the travel over to America and then to play America to not earn that much more money than the European Tour.
Yeah.
So then it got me thinking, you know, Tiger turns up, and we know obviously the history of Tiger and what that's done to the PGA Tour. It's propelled it to levels it probably could have never imagined it got to. And now look at the money that's on the tour.
Transcended golf, didn't he? That's the thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it just got me thinking, it goes back to the money element again.
Yeah.
So people have this argument about LIV and the money side of things, but it's the same when players go from the European Tour to exactly. the PGA Tour.
That's the whole argument, wasn't it? Everyone's saying, like, you're going on about this, then buying it. Like, you've been doing that to the DP World Tour for years.
Yeah.
Just swiping players, moving them, taking, you're buying them, basically, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Or in a certain sort of way.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the landscape changes with these players going over and next year the DP World Tour having those two divisions.
And then it depends how if LIV open up a second league as well. That could kneecap a couple of players.
Asian Tour have got the international series as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting times. Keep an eye on it. I just wanted to mention it. But yeah, that time again.
You love telling me to keep an eye on things, don't you?
Keep an eye on that, Kev. That time again.
Yeah. It's that time again, y'all. The birdie boogie buzz. The birdie boogie buzz. Birdie boogie buzz. There's only one birdie, really, isn't there?
I think so.
I mean,
Brooks Cap.
What?
I'm only joking. Michael Bloch, what an inspiration.
Like,
how could you not like the man?
Even without the ace, he was already the whole... He was just a hero, wasn't he?
Like, the week, it just had everything. You know, his reaction to being told he's playing with Rory McIlroy. You know, the comments he made about, like, playing a couple of groups behind Tiger the year before and what that done to
that was amazing. I thought that was, like, so, like, crazy how, like, Tiger's like still changing people's lives, not playing three groups away.
Yeah.
Not even knowing how he's done it.
Well, Tiger would never have known he's done that for him.
No.
You know, playing 10 deep and shooting that score. And was his coach said to him, like, that's when you know.
You can do it in front of these.
You're no longer a teaching pro now. You can be a playing pro. And he's took that with him, like he said in his interview, hasn't he?
Well, he's played four of them, hasn't he? And two US Opens him.
Well, yeah, that was his third. Another win, a PGA Tour event, but he's played two PGA Tour events already this season and missed the cut.
Has he, yeah?
Yeah, and he's got two off the back of this. He's got now two invitations, yeah, hasn't
I've
he?
I've seen that this week and then the RBC Canadian.
Yeah.
And he'll probably get more.
He will.
Imagine he won one.
That's what teams are made of, isn't it?
Like, obviously not bringing him down here, but that swing that he put on that shot, like, if you said, like, rate me swing, you know, on, like, TikTok or whatever... I reckon people would be saying like five handicap. Like, he just like his little guard, he popped, didn't he? Went straight in the hole.
Like what you said before, though, play your own game.
Play your own game, that's it. That is it.
Have you seen the picture of a 7-iron, the lead tape on it?
No.
It's got a 7-iron, tailor-made one from 2014 that he got a hole-in-one with. It's got lead tape all across
the back.
He got
a hole-in-one with a 7-iron?
What do you mean?
There was a 7-iron this week.
That's what it was, that club.
The same club?
What?
I thought you said he had a hole-in-one in 2014 with a 7-iron.
No, he played with a TaylorMade 2014.
Ah, I see.
Sorry. Yeah, he played with a TaylorMade from 2014 model.
And then he got his hole in one.
Yeah.
But, like, he was asked, like, are you going to, like, try the Corn Ferry or go onto the PGA Tour and all that? And he's like, nah, I just love teaching kids and love being with my family and with my dogs and my wife and that. So
he's got a real passion for golf.
Fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, did you see the reaction as well when the hole in one went in? Everybody. Back at his home club.
Even everyone there as well were going bananas, weren't they? And he's like, Rory, did that go in?
Yeah, it was quality, wasn't it?
But it's like, Rory's already hugged him and told him, and then he's asking him again, and then he walks up and stops, doesn't he, and then like looks in the hole,
The first hole in one since 96, by a tour and pro, at the PGA.
Wow.
A club pro, sorry.
I was at a christening yesterday, and I was like, it was on in the pub, and then it went in, and like, I was just watching, I was like, has that just went in?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? Because there was no sound.
Even the commentators were like, it took a sec because obviously the crowd reacted to it. But in his interview afterwards, he said, didn't he? He went, when I stepped onto that tee all day, the crowds were just going mad for me.
Yeah.
Like, the crowds are going mental. So when he hit the shot, I just thought it was close and the crowds were just going mental because they did. And then when Rory come over, I just thought Rory was saying nice shot. So I gave him a little high five. And then he was like, oh no, it's gone in. And I'm like, no way.
Like slam dunk though as well. Like they just did icing in it.
Everything about it, like, you know, like everything about it. Even that up and down.
Oh, the last year, I know.
Like, how does he do? Short sights himself, puts himself in the worst position, has to get up and down to finish 15th so he gets in next year, gives himself an eight footer, and it just gets there, goes in, and then again, crowd just go mental. It reminded me like when he went off onto the 18, the way he hugged his wife. It reminded me of like when Tiger won in 97 and going over to his dad. It's like, crazy, like, I felt like he won the tournament.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, like, he won the hearts, definitely.
He stole the show, and like, even like. On the was it Friday or Saturday? We went Friday, I can't remember. He was playing with Rose, whatever day that was.
That was the Thursday, Saturday. That's
the Saturday, yeah. So, and then he's on one of the holes. He's mic'd up on the tee, like a drivable 14th, but that's the short one.
Yeah, yeah.
He's mic'd up on the tee, talking, answering questions, interviewing. It's a shot. And then he's mic'd up by the green. They're asking about Rose. And then the camera cuts to Rose. And like then the commentator asks him a question again. While Rose is still over the shot, and then he's like waiting to speak. Then he speaks, knocks onto the green, knocks it in for birdie. And you're just like, you've done like two interviews. Like, I was thinking, leave him alone and that, but
yeah,
that mic seems to do bits for people, doesn't it?
It does. It does, yeah. That's the highest finish from a club pro since 1986 as well.
Like. Yeah, it's the third best in history, and there's been two others who have finished 11th and 10th, I think.
Yeah.
So no one's, yeah, that's pretty impressive, really.
Their best in history, but by far the best when you think of obviously the week he's had.
Yeah, because the others are doing it like 1946 and that. No social media, no internet. This is like everyone knows who he is now.
Like that shot's going to be replayed in history. Every time the PGA Championship comes, it's going to be inspirational. Do you know what else is good about him? And what I thought was one of the key things about the type of person he is, when he got interviewed and he got told that he'd finished tied 15th and he was like, do you know what? I didn't look at leaderboards all day. I didn't look at the leaderboard going down 18 because I know if I'd have looked at that leaderboard and seen that I needed to get up and down to get me spot at the PGA Championship, I wouldn't have got up and down. And
yeah.
He's like, I know for a fact I wouldn't have. He's just like, but you know what's so cool about this is that the fact that I've got this exemption next year means an extra spot will go to one of the club pros.
He's just a nice guy.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, he's doing it for the lads.
Yeah, he's a proper nice guy.
Yeah.
It's funny as well, like when you scroll down the leaderboard, like you recognise all the names and then like the bottom like seven are just all like people you've never heard of and you're just like, and then like he's right up there like in the glory. It's like, what a week. What a like, how did he get in? Did he qualify? Yeah.
Yeah, just they have so much, because it's a PGA event, they have so many qualifying criteria. Like the,
No way. Brilliant, that, isn't it?
Unbelievable, yeah. Gets 288,000, just over 288,000 for that, and moves up 3,000 places in the world rankings to like 570 something.
500th in the world?
Yeah.
And he's not, I'm just mad, isn't
he? He was 3,500, not in the world he was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so moved up 3,000 places, yeah. But
he's getting the same as winning a DP World Tournament there. Close enough.
Well, he's higher ranked than some like well-known DP World Tour players now.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But again, going back to my point before about this special temporary exemption, like, you know, these players who are in the top 100 in the world, who are sort of holding the DP World Tour up with the world rankings, they just, as long as, if they keep getting flushed out to the DP over to the PGA, and they're definitely going to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And Minwoo Lee's Australian, and you've got Ryan Fox, who's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know, is America closer for them? So, no, I don't really know.
It's probably around about the same, you know.
I would say, fair enough, then. I just thought it might have been closer, but.
Oh, no, but, do you know what? It's closer. In fact, 1,000,000% closer than my old.
Is it? Yeah.
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 It's 24 hours. Because it's 24 hours in it, so you can fly to like LA and then go around that way, or you can fly to like Dubai and then go that way.
Yeah, but it's definitely close though, isn't it?
Yeah. 1,000,000%, yeah. It's only like 12 hours.
And obviously, Minwoo Lee's sister plays LPGA Tour as well. So
I know.
Closer to his family. So it's a no-brainer for them to get that. It's
the goal, isn't it? That's what you're setting out to do. Like, there's no loyalty.
Yeah.
Is there?
And if that's what's happening and that's the way the golf's going, then fair enough. But you still can't stop the DP World Tour from having world ranking points and giving them them guys the opportunity. They can't wait to try and get the top 10 to get to the PGA to try and get in majors.
Yeah.
There needs to be an opportunity for these players to play in majors.
We've been saying that for months, haven't we? It's a nightmare.
But yeah, what's your bogey then?
Well, perfectly teed up there. Thank you. World ranking points.
Okay. Yeah.
So Brooks, Phil, Bryson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Entering the Masters, Phil was 425th in the world. Like Michael Block's nearly higher than him. Brooks 118 and Reed was 70th. That's before the Masters. And entering this week, Bryson was 214th in the world and Brooks was 44th. Like, they come tall, come top three in the Masters, and then they've come top four in the PGA.
Yeah.
Like, as if.
Well, you're seeing obviously how when Tiger Woods was out of the game, he went from world number one and went outside the top 2000, did he?
Like,
it's exactly the same thing. If you're excluded from world rankings, you are going to go down. I don't think
it needs lashing, doesn't it? Just scrapping, throwing out the window.
There's too many. You know, you're relying on an official world golf rankings to get into major championships.
Mm.
So, you know, if the way that the world rankings going, like I've mentioned in the past, it's just going to be an elevated PGA Tour event.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're just going to have that field with a couple others.
You know?
That might get
stupid, innit? Yeah. So yeah, that's my bogey. That needs scrapping back to the drawing board job.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine is, we briefly spoke about it before, it's the inconsistencies with the Ryder Cup governing bodies.
Mm.
So, you know, the likes of Dustin Johnson and them, when they went to LIV, they resigned from the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
But that resignation didn't mean that they couldn't play in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Because it's PGA of America.
Yeah.
Whereas Lee Westwood, Sergio Garcia, and those guys resigned from the DP World Tour. And because they've resigned from the DP World Tour, they've resigned the rights.
Ah, and I see what you mean. Yeah,
in the Ryder Cup now. So it's just inconsistency. Yeah. I just think that I'm not saying that Lee Westwood and them should play this Ryder Cup, because I'm a firm believer that given how the last one went, it probably is a time to give the young
fresh kids change of the guard.
Yeah, of course. But it's just, you know, you have got some players like a Thomas Peters, who probably could and are good enough and young enough to probably have a crack.
Definitely.
At it. And I just think it's a shame that they're not going to be able to potentially play in it now.
Well, not even just the inconsistencies. They should have the same. It should be the same for both teams and have like a day and make it like a day of it where they like go into a room and pick the players and like bring them out and get in the spirit of it all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the Ryder Cup team, like, the PGA Tour's done after the thing, and then the one isn't done until Wentworth or something, is it? You know what I mean? There's a good gap between them. It's, like, it's stupid. And then they've got different qualifying criteria, different amounts of picks.
Yeah.
It's, like, just unify it.
Yeah, it's totally separate, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose you're right. Like, you know, in football terms, you don't have two transfer windows where someone can sign someone at one time.
Exactly.
It's uniformed, isn't it? There's a same criteria.
Yeah, it's like saying, no, like, or like the NFL draft or whatever, they do it like as a thing, don't they?
Yeah.
Where they, or like the LIV where they bring the teams out. It's like a day, it's a night, an event. Getting Ellie down there and all that.
What's your bust?
Bust is Bryson and Brooks getting booed on the
same,
first.
Same, yeah.
Like, what, mate? I mean, it wasn't even like a boo, it was like a boo.
Yeah, because they were both together. But when they were with other players, they weren't getting booed. It was just because they were together. It was like,
yeah. Maybe. Do you reckon they were booing like the carry on out of them more than them?
Bryson's turned around, he doesn't care, it is what it is. But
I've seen them comments, yeah.
I don't know. It was my bust. It just, maybe it was just a couple of, I don't know, because it was quite a few boos, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was awkward, like.
It was awkward, wasn't it? Yeah. I just think at a major championship,
especially when they're both doing so well.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to see them perform, don't you? Yeah. Do the best. You don't want to be put on.
Like, I didn't see Brooks's comments on it. I just seen that Bryson was like, I don't care, they're going to boo
Bryson,
me either way.
That's all seen, yeah. Did I say Brooks today?
No, you said Bryson, but what I'm saying is I just didn't see anything reaction from Brooks. But like, I've got five on it, speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck, does he?
But like, did you see someone tweeted this girl saying, why aren't you there? And she's done a video of cleaning the house, saying, I'm at home making room for
making room for this, yeah.
That's great, that, isn't it?
But moving on to the PGA Champions, though, you mentioned there five times a major champ.
Unbelievable.
It has been coming, hasn't it? You know, his win over in LIV, the way, obviously, and he come out, didn't he, and said, I know why I didn't win at the Masters, yeah, and I'll never make that mistake again. And, you know,
lo and behold,
true to his world, yeah.
He's like the same, obviously, everyone's the same person, but like, he's like when he said he didn't practice for Tothingos, and then when you see like the majors he practices for, it's like he's turning up and being an absolute beast in majors again. This,
the live format is perfect for him. Struggled with injuries, so he's not playing as many events. Yeah. Or made it clear that he didn't really care about PGA Tour events. He only ever cared about the major championships. So,
you know, and the bread.
Yeah, and the money, yeah. So, you know, his type of lifestyle, you see when he came off, all his boys were there, high five, fucking, yeah, you the man and all that, do you know what I mean?
Sick, innit?
He's just, that's the type of character he is, and I think Liv's perfect for him. But you are going to get a show from him when he turns up if he's playing well. He is tough to beat.
He's a beast.
That's what I mean, so.
What do you think of Rory's comments on the Friday? Just saying, I'm just going to tear it out, tear high and bombing everywhere at this point. I was just like, yes, Rory.
It follows on from his interview on Thursday after the round. You could see he looked a bit defeated. I think
when he was saying he was sick.
He looked a bit jaded, didn't he? Yeah. Fair enough, if you're sick.
Like, his beard was all like shaved and like left a big patch there, and like his hair was all like grey looking, and he didn't look as fresh.
So, and again, I think
like his image was off.
You could tell as well. Prior to the tournament and his press conference, he was getting pushed a lot about Liv.
Yeah.
And he just refused point blank to answer any questions. So I think,
yeah,
I don't know whether, like, remember we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, he's when saying he takes one it thing home and then he's changing, yeah, and he's changing what he says, and he's like contradicting himself. I think he probably has got him thought, you know what, fuck this, it's not worth me trying to, and he genuinely might have changed his opinion like we spoke about, but it's not worth it for him to get involved, to get so emotionally invested in it. If he's just going to be taking all the shit on the other side.
No.
Because he has been given strong opinions about it, hasn't he, both sides. So, yeah, I think now he's just, on your point, what do you think of his comments? When he'd finished the round, he come out and said, you know, he's been a bit stop-start since he obviously pulled out of the tournament after the Masters. He's been a bit stop-start, trying to get his game back. He said he's going to do a week on the range now, and then he's got three events in a row, including the next major. So he's hoping that the more consistent play, he'll start to see the best of him again. So I think
he will, though, isn't it?
It's clear he's had a little wobble, isn't it?
Definitely. And it is all that, like, getting him too much involved, throwing your weight about, like, if he is or not. This is just speculation that I think, like, being the spokesperson, like the like Monaghan's in his ear and all that, say this, do that. And if he's backtracking, it's just, and then he gets a shitstorm in the media, then he pulls out. It's just like, just focus on you and get your golf right and get winning.
Yeah, and then you've done all that talking, and then you withdraw from the tournament after the Masters.
After saying that you need all the players there, rallying the troops.
And then you don't say nothing as well. That's what he's offset.
Yeah,
so I think he's had a bit of a wobble, but hopefully the wobble's done now, and we can see Rory get back to his best, because, you know, with what's happening over in Liv, DJ's playing well again. You know, Reed's had another good tournament, the PGA Championship. Bryson seems like he's back looking fit and healthy. Brooks is obviously doing very well.
A load of allergies, wasn't it, Bryson? He's cut his calories in half, lost like 28 pounds in 12 weeks or something.
Yeah, he said he feels great, yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you see, majority just, water, wasn't it?
Yeah, just on DJ there. Did you see that his little cheeky comment about the bedroom?
No, go on.
So, like, he was standing there and he's like, have you hit your back, and have you done a swinging club or lifting a kid or something like that? And he goes, and he does this little cheeky smile, and he's like, yeah, I was lifting a kid, a bigger kid. And then he smiles like that, and like, everyone's like, okay, I'll say no more. So you're like, and then everyone's pointed saying, like, it's an innuendo that he's definitely been picking his beard up.
I was like, no way.
What a guy. And then another thing, did Cole Hammer play this?
Yeah.
Right. Do you know he uses two putters? No, Cole Hammer.
Oh, Cole Hammer.
Cole Hamer. He wouldn't have played. He's in this week, I know that.
I didn't see him.
No.
He might have done. I don't know.
Either way, he uses two putters, you know. He plays every round with two putters. I'm mad that.
It is mad that. Do we know why?
Yeah, he said that he uses one 98% of the time. It's like a mallet. And he keeps another blade in his bag, or just in case he wants to, in case it's not working.
You do take your most shots with your putters, like.
It's mad, isn't it?
Suppose you have three wedges or two wedges, don't you? It's a
mad little approach, isn't it? I just seen it. I thought, you know what, I'm going to mention that on the pod this week. That's mental.
I've got two putters in my bag at the minute, actually, the 101.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Rapper, like, but I haven't played, have I?
No.
A couple of people I want to talk about then. So, first of all, Victor Hovland. You know, that's the third major in a row. He's finished top 10 and seventh at the Masters, fourth at the Open last year. The only player to finish top 10 in the last three majors. We don't, and obviously media don't really seem to be talking too much about him as a bit of a superstar, but
yeah.
What do you think? Obviously, we talk about, you know, he blew it on 16 out the bunker, plugging it into the face, didn't he, and making that double three-shot swing. But what do you think overall in this game? Has he got it in him to win a major?
Well, do you know what? Remember, we were speaking about Hovland before he's had these top 10s. He hadn't finished a top 10 in a major ever. And then he's got the job done over on the DP World Tour. He's got a PGA Tour event and a couple of them.
He's won a couple of PGA Tours.
Yeah, so he's in that Max Homer category. And because of what Tiger's done, and then when Spieth's come out so young winning majors, and then you got Koepka winning five before the age of 34.
But Koepka struggled early days.
He did, yeah.
I'd say Hovland had a sharper rise to his career than Koepka did. Obviously, Koepka over on the Challenge Tour and then eventually coming over to the PGA Tour. I don't know what the age differences are when he won his first major, but...
Well, Koepka, right? Well, he won it in 2018, didn't he? So it was 5 years ago, so he was 29.
There you go. Hovland's what, 25, 26?
Is he? Do you know the five players are to win five majors before 34?
Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, obviously.
Seven players.
Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. Just name the most famous seven golfers.
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Gary Player.
Yeah.
Gene Sarison.
No. There's one more that you're missing.
Ben Hogan.
No. The next one.
Tom Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick little group that, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Brooks Koepka.
Gene Sarison, then. What's he up to? Now, Gene Sarison's won. Gene Sarison's won a few, hasn't he?
Yeah, but not before he's 34.
But he has, yeah.
He might have won a few majors, like, in his time. But Brooks's comments were great, though. After it, you see them, when he was coming down on the winner's podium, and he's like, I'll have to reflect in a week. He said, it won't be tomorrow, because I won't be sober.
Yeah, eight. Gene Sarison's won. But it mustn't have been before the age of 34, you're right.
Nice.
What are you saying?
I was saying, Brooks, his comments when he was on the podium, like, it's like doing his winner's speech thing, and he was saying that it'll take a day or a week to reflect and see what it feels like, let it sink in. He said, it won't be tomorrow because I won't be sober. Legend.
Yeah, I don't know how is he smashes or punch? Smashes, isn't he?
Crushes.
Crushes.
Smash.
Is there a smash?
Smash potato.
Is there a smash? There's not, is there? Crushes. Who's Punch?
Punch is what's going on here?
I was gonna say, like, his teammates.
No, there is Punch, Punch and Judy.
Punch is the Australians, innit?
No, they're the Rippers, then.
Who's Punch?
I'll find out right now for you.
The Punchers. So you've got the Smashers.
Don't worry, you're gonna get me gone.
Smash and Grabbers.
Punch Live. Yeah, Punch GC.
Is that Koepka's?
Oh, that's Punch is the old Australian team last year.
Right, okay.
So that's definitely that. And then
you've got Crushes. Yeah, I'd say Crushes and Smash.
Smash, yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, so Smash is Koepka's team, yeah.
Okay. Right.
So the point being that, obviously, they'll want them in full swing. This week, won't
be definitely. I've got another little thing for you there. So Phil made history, then he was 100 cuts made.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So like he's only played in 119, so pretty good, isn't it? So
over a 25-year stretch, that's making every single cut over 25 years consistently.
Sick, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
So
yeah.
Who has played the most consecutive majors and what's the number?
Current or just in?
No. Well, yeah, you can do both. Yeah, do current and the all time.
All time, Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah,
gotta be.
How many?
From the 50s to the 80s. 30 is for 125.
Like, if you'd have got that on the button, then right, I would have called you out for being a liar.
Was it close?
Yeah, 146.
Was it?
Yeah. Sick, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Consecutive majors, 146. Wow. Well, I've
seen how many second places he's had in Everton. 19. And won us.
Won us.
Won us. How many he's won.
So, and who has got the active streak? I'll tell you who had it. Sergio did have it until the 2020. It was 84. The 2020 Masters force, what, with COVID.
So who's currently got the...
And how many?
Are we talking who's played in every major?
No, he's got the most active majors in a row streak. The most majors in a row, but actively still going. No, not just majors, not cuts.
So actively in a row? So
actively played X amount of majors in a row. The longest active streak right now that's still going. So he's just got another one then. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. Active streak. Is it Rory?
No. Bit older than Rory. It's a tough question, like, isn't it? I gave you the clue, mate. You little ripper.
Adam Scott?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, man. Adam Scott.
Bit, yeah.
Mad. I just seen a bit of facts, thought I'd hit you with them.
Thank you.
I like questioning you when you don't expect it.
Before we move on to Live DP World Tour and PGA Tour, Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
We talk about him every week. There again, you know, it's not a course that you can go and shoot low on. So he probably was a bit too far back going into the final day, but he was in one of the final groups anyway. Was he plus one going into the final round, wasn't he? You know, will he ever get his breakthrough win? Don't expect him to win a major. But
I do.
Do you think he'll win a PGA Tour event?
Yeah.
This season?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Definitely.
Yeah.
1,000,000%. What about as well? Did you see Ram when he was looking for his ball in one of the holes?
Ram had me off the wall.
Head off. He said, Stop aiming at me, face when I'm mad. That's all you guys do. And then he slammed his club into a mic after he shanked his mics. Chip.
Yeah. He done one on the on the tee box as well.
Sickest man around.
And then it's in
how's
the
he not getting five of that?
No, it's part of his character, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Love all that.
And Liam got five for smashing a Euro Pro sign up on the Formby all at once.
Did he? Yeah.
Sick man.
Brilliant. Right, should we move on then?
Yes.
What should we go for first? KLM Open, Liv.
Which one? Go for Living. It's not like too much to say on that, really. There's not much facts going on. It's just that Washington, D.C., Trump International. Trump National, yeah.
Yeah. Four aces leading the way. Yeah. Quite a heavy lead now over the Stingers Golf Club. They're playing for those top four positions, aren't they? Because they get through to the next stage. Are we halfway there now?
In what?
This is 2-4. This is the halfway stage.
Right.
Yeah, the 7th of 14 events yet. So, what are you thinking?
I just can't see anyone stopping the man, to be honest.
Even after the bevy?
Yeah.
He's second in the individuals behind Taylor Gooch still.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to come down off them type of highs.
I know. I know. He'd probably still be going.
Yeah.
You know, it is, right? It is.
He is starting a day later, isn't he?
We didn't give a good mention to in the thing. We had a decent tournament. Cam Smith, top 10.
Good final round, didn't he?
Great final round.
Yeah.
Like,
he's third in the individual standings.
Yeah, do you know
what?
I think Smith's going to win this week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go for.
He's trending in the right direction. He's went fourth in Adelaide, seventh in Singapore, and then second in Tulsa.
Tulsa.
What is it?
Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Tulsa, man.
Tulsa.
Tulsa. Yeah.
What is it?
Tulsa.
There's no scanning there, no.
T-U-L-S-A, I think. Who do you think?
I fancy Patrick Reed, you know.
No one's ever said that.
I think he's last two majors, he's played well, like two top tens.
Yeah.
You know, his last couple of events, he's finished 4th, 3rd, 14th, 12th. So
he's going backwards. He's
going backwards, yeah. No, I don't know why. I just think, yeah, I think.
No, it's really, listen.
I think P. Reed, the four aces are flying, aren't they? With the leading the way at the team. I think. Yeah, I think he'll get it over the line. But
do I love to see him win? Perez.
Yeah.
I would love to see him win.
What's he doing on the individuals this year, Pat Perez?
Oh, do you know what I'd love to see him win,
21st
actually?
He is.
Just come out of nowhere. Your Shiwan man, Kim. And you haven't mentioned them.
Oh, my God. Siwan Kim, yeah.
Siwan Kim. How did he even get in this week, by the way?
Made the cut.
How did he get in?
PGA Champs. No idea.
What's he, like, is he qualified or what?
Top 100 in the world, is he?
Is he?
When he must have been, yeah.
That's mad, that.
He mightn't be. Fact check it.
I can't be 100 in the world, him.
Yeah.
If Bryson's fell out to the 200 odds and he's a crab.
He shot 23 over, 19 over, 13 over, 14 over, 1 over, 2 under. Shot 1 over at Singapore and 2 under at Tulsa.
Hey, he's trending there, isn't he? Yeah. He's going to win this week.
That'd be so sick if he wins. Come on, mate.
Come on, sheet run.
Get it over the line, son.
Yeah, mum. Looking right forward then, to that.
I am. Yeah. Give that a little watch over the weekends in between the Charles Schwab. Before we move on to the Charles Schwab, then the KLM Open.
Yeah.
One of the best driving range entrances we'll ever see.
Is that the one that Connor sent that video last year?
The doors open into paradise. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
the
facilities at the Barnardos Golf Club are unbelievable. Yeah. Long course as well. It's always a difficult one, this.
Yeah, 7,447 yards or something, isn't it?
Yeah, par 72, yeah.
That's long. That is a bit of a beast.
It is.
7,445 yards, it is, yeah.
Yeah, last year they had bad weather conditions for this one, didn't they?
Yeah.
So if the weather plays a part, then obviously it'd be even more difficult. But Victor Perez, defending champ, he's returning back along with a couple more from New York. Adrian Moronk, Larathabal.
Larathabal made the cut. He's we haven't spoken about the fantasy league, have we, either? So Larathabal really snuck everyone's pot fours up there.
Yeah.
He was the pick him.
Yeah.
Donald.
I had a stinker this week. That's the reason I wasn't going to speak about it.
last week you couldn't wait to get it out, could you?
John Ram made the cut on the button. Otherwise I'd have had four missed cuts there this week.
No way.
We're still yet to do the calculations. You're Liam. Won.
Liam won the individual, yeah.
The individual for the weekly, yeah. So he gets the voucher and the 12 TP5 balls. We're just waiting for the calculations to be done for the overall for the month of May for the £50 cash and the £30 gift voucher. And then we'll also do the overall leaderboard as well. But new month starts.
I think what we should, Liam, because he comes second in the overall for May. No, for what month before May?
April.
He said that he wants to raffle off his voucher.
Okay.
So we'll
see if he wants to do the same with this one and raffle them both.
Well, no, we'll give it, let him have this one. Yeah, we'll ask him actually. Yeah. But I was thinking, because it's a £30 voucher, let's just raffle off a new top.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Listeners only?
Just back it on the Instagram.
Okay.
Listeners get two goes.
There you go.
Only if they DM.
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast, send us a message and we'll enter you in twice for a brand new appear on Polo.
Yeah. The red Polo.
That's it. Alex Fitzpatrick gets another tournament invitation this week. He's in the field. And then podcast alumni Mansell, Ferguson, Baldwin, Hillykittle, all in Holland this week.
Nice. Did you see the interaction between Alex Fitzpatrick and his caddy on the DP World Tour Instagram? Like, he's talking, like, he's going, and this caddy's just going on and on and on to him about the shot and what to do, and you got to cut it, and it like, they just have this big, long conversation, and he just stiffs it. It's unbelievable. I've never seen so much talk over the shot in my life.
No.
Swapping clubs and everything, mad.
We'll talk about that. That was what really good about what Brooks Koepka's caddy done on 17. We all know what happened on 16. I mentioned it before. Hovland makes a double after thinning it into the bank. Brooks puts it to a kick in birdie, makes birdie, 3-shot swing, 4-shot lead, and then just wings his tee shot off 17 into the trees. And Brooks is talking about getting an 8-iron and bringing the bunkers into play and getting it over the bunkers and getting it closer. And his caddy's just like, no, just chip it out. Just get it there. Chip it on the green. If you make a par, fair enough. Bogey, walk away. You've still got a comfortable lead going down 18.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forgot to mention that, but it was a good call by him.
It's one of them, isn't it? It was like when Rahm hit that shot and then Koepka three-putted, remember, and he sliced it around the trees?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them risk-reward things, isn't it? Like, it's like you chip out and you do what you do, but you could also play the miracle shot and it can come off.
Yeah, well, he's got a 4-shot lead. Scheffler Birdie's the last, puts it down to 3. He ends up bogeying 17, doesn't he? Gets it back to 2. So a 2-shot lead's not as comfortable
as a 3.
You know what I mean? Because you can't, it's a long...
But then it could have been a 1. If he, that's exact.
Well, the hole before, Victor Hovland goes for it out the bunker, plays a poor shot and ends up with a double bogey. So, you know, it was the right decision to make.
No, it was, yeah.
I thought I'd mention it.
No, 1,000,000%.
What do you think this week, KLM Open? Have you got anyone in particular you think?
The big Yabowski, me. Ewan.
Ewan.
I called him the Big Yabowski because I had a boss in Australia and his name was Ewan and I used to call him the Big Yabowski.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. Ewan.
Jordan Smith, I think.
I went for him last week, didn't I?
Yeah. Well,
he was nowhere.
No.
Yeah, I found Ewan or... Weren't Ewan or Rich in it, really?
Yeah. Rich, is, Rich had a prolonged break and then come back and he's had a bit of another break, hasn't he? But I think this should be him now for a couple more events. We've got the British Masters coming soon as well. Is that next week, is it?
No, it's Thingio next week. It's the Porsche European Open in Germany.
Yeah. So again, another event towards the order of merit for the US Open as well. So
players will
be Adrian Meronk leading the way on that, but I think he's already in. He's already qualified, so it'll be whoever's next.
Just the next, yeah. It's good. Yeah. Good luck to the lads.
Keep an eye on that.
So no fancy league this week because it's May's finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, May's finished this week.
On the major.
Yeah.
We've just kept it to like 3 a month.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Don't know why I didn't put it in, to be honest. Now I think about it, there would have been a reason.
Yeah.
But can't think of it.
The Charles Schwab Challenge, did you have it down as a team event in your head or something?
No. Hogan's Alley or Speed Spot?
It's Hogan's Alley, and it's 4 out of the first 7 he won.
Yeah.
Like, that's some going there.
I know.
Do you know, they've seen that what's got a name, the three toughest holes, holes 3 to 5?
With the Horrible Horseshoe.
Horrible Horseshoe.
Yeah.
The third, it's the toughest stretch on tour in 2019. Do you know what it played over par?
A few.
More than a few.
15 over par.
284 over.
Wow.
Wow.
It was like that. It was similar to front nine there, wasn't it, at the PGA Championship?
That was the hardest the first... front nine in major history, that.
But the first four holes were gettable, weren't they, really? Mm. And then it was just them holes.
Yeah.
Was it 6-2 to 9, them last four holes? It was just a nightmare.
And then it gets a bit easier. It eases up, yeah.
Yeah.
The third hole is a 483 sharp dog leg par 4. The fourth is a 247-yard par 3.
Yeah.
No need for that. And then a 281-yard par 4 fifth.
Yeah.
It plays the hardest hole on the course. So you could
it's not nice that having two par fours over 480 sandwiched in between is a 247-yard par 3.
You're not even playing 5 holes.
I know. And it didn't have it hard enough this week.
Yeah.
Last week at the PGA Champs, now they've got to go and go through that. But it'd be interesting to see how Michael Bloch gets on.
I know. It's a Colonial Country Club, isn't it?
Yes.
Par 70, 7,209 yards. So a little bit shorter than usual, isn't it? But
yeah, it's going through a full restoration after this event.
Yeah, 20 million.
Yeah.
Heavy, isn't it? Yeah. Straight away.
Same guy, Jill Hands, who done the Southern Hills, which was also a Paddy Maxwell design.
Mm.
He's going to be taking on the project again. So be interesting to see how it changes, because obviously there's a lot of history there, whether he does anything to the Horrible Horseshoe,
yeah,
or whether he leaves that, and then just if he's going to make the rest of the course hard, then I don't know how many people would want to return to it.
I was looking at it's like, although it's long and it's tough, there's 7 players who've shot 61 round here.
Yeah,
so it's obviously
not that
tough. It offers up a load of birdies as well. So
yeah,
we could see a low one. It's Sam Burns is the defending champion. He won in a playoff against Scottie Scheffler last year, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
So
no, it's a strong field as well. You've got Sam Burns there. We mentioned Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau, Fleetwood, Homer, Billy Horschel's back, Victor Hovland's in the field, Colin Morikawa and world number one Scottie Scheffler's there as well. Not to mention the two who've got the special category membership I mentioned before, Min Woo Lee and Ryan Fox are both.
Definitely having a bet on Michael Bloch, me.
Yeah.
Got to, haven't you?
Yeah, you have.
Like, if
momentum's his way.
Momentum's his way, or is he, like, deflated off it all? Like, and he's...
On the phone call as well with the guy who...
oh, it was emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But he said he was told once that his game suited with Colonial.
Did he,
yeah? Yeah.
Wow.
So the guy once told me that my game's perfect for Colonial.
What makes it perfectly?
Well, his game suited to it.
No, I mean, like, what part of his game suits it? Like?
I don't know. A lead tape, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little steely pap that he knocks in the hole.
Do you think Sam Burns can defend it? Cause
nah, Michael Bloch.
Michael Bloch is going to win it.
It hasn't been...
Burns' second round? Last week?
No, what happened?
Yeah, he shot 80 second round.
I was looking for him, thinking, where is he?
Yeah, 14 over for 2 rounds he was, but he started the second round, par, treble, par treble, par double. 8 over through 5 holes.
That's right. That happened to me at the Brabbers, isn't it? At the
I walked off for doing that, did we?
I went par, 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 triple, par, par, triple, par, triple. And then some fella said at the ninth, "How are you getting on, mate?" And I had a beer in my hand, drank it. I was like, "Triples and pars, mate, triples and pars." And he was look, he gave me this look as if to say, "What?"
Yeah, who'd you fancy this week then? I know we're not doing the picks, but just overall winner.
Well, obviously, heart and head, innit? So, yeah,
Michael Block.
Michael Block is me heart and me head. I want to say Tommy again, you know? Just got a feeling very soon.
Jordan Spieth, if he weren't struggling with his wrist, then yeah, I'd probably go for him. But I'm going to go Victor Hovland, me.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, obviously, same reason I picked Reed, really. I had two very good majors. Games trend them well, and I think, yeah, this is going to be the week for them too.
Good.
Reed, Hovland, Jordan Smith, treble. Thank you very much.
Smith, Block, Ewan, treble. Millions.
Millions, though.
Millions, though.
I think Block might
I don't even down. Think Thingio will even...
Do another one. Do a Tommy on that as well. Do two trebles. Take Block off.
Yeah, okay. I will.
But definitely put him on, because... it will be millions if that comes in.
Imagine I didn't put that on and that happened.
I know.
I'd just do something.
You know what's good about it? And I go back to the world rankings, obviously your bogey this week. But, you know, somebody like him, if you don't let these people play, like higher ranked players, younger higher ranked players, like you don't know what type of characters you've got on the DP World Tour coming through on the Challenge Tour now. Even the lads that are playing Tartan Tour, Clutch Tour now, lads that are playing Nordic League, you know, Alps. There's so many good players coming through from equality, but it's the character. Like
so many good people everywhere, though, isn't it? You only have to go to your local pub and you've meet lunatics and legends, don't you?
Exactly. But what I'm saying is if this, the world rankings still continues the way it is and the PGA Tour are holding all the cards for all the majors as well, then you're not going to get these stories because it's just going to be closed off to doing it this way.
Mm.
What's so good about like the PGA Championships, it allows the PGA Pros to come in. Yeah. The Opens, the US Open and the Open, they have it's an open competition so you can qualify for it. So, you know, getting stories like this, Michael Block, the once every blue moon.
But, no. That's what it's about. It's just be a fate. It'll be...
And you'll get so many more people tuning in this week to the Charles Schwab Challenge just to see him.
No, 1,000,000%.
And the crowds will turn out to see him as well.
It's mad, isn't it? Like he's just loved, isn't he?
He's just a hero, yeah.
Oh, boss. Can't wait for it. Looking forward to it this week.
It'll be a good time to end the show, isn't it, from that?
It is, yeah. Do you know what we should do? Let's reach out to him and try and get him on. Let the dust settle.
Let him miss a few cuts first.
Yeah. Come back down to earth.
Definitely. But as always, enjoy the golf and we'll see you all soon.
Ciao.
Thank you.